clear. They had top-dressed a lumpy roadbed with hot tar and dumped gray gravel on it. Where the two surfaces met, there was an inch-wide trench of no-man's land filled with a black, rubbery compound, an expansion joint, a boundary, a line. Jack Reacher stepped over it mid-stride and kept on walking. He paid it no attention at all. But he remembered it later. Later, he was able to recall it in great detail. Hope and despair were both in Colorado. Reacher was in Colorado because 2 days previously he had been in Kansas. And Colorado was next to Kansas. He was making his way west and south. He had been in Calais, Maine, and had taken it into his head to cross the continent diagonally, all the way to San Diego in California. Calais was the last major place in the Northeast. San Diego was the last major place in the Southwest, one extreme to the other. The Atlantic to the Pacific, cool and damp to hot and dry. He took buses where there were any, and hitched rides where there weren't. Where he couldn't find rides, he walked. He had arrived in Hope in the front passenger seat of a bottle-green Mercury Grand Marquis, driven by a retired